We present Kenneth Williams, Derek Nimmo, Clement Freud, and Jacqueline McKenzie in just a minute. And as the minute waltz fades away, here to tell you about it is our chairman, Nicholas Parsons.
Thank you very much indeed, and welcome once again to Just a Minute. And once again, we welcome the four keen competitors to do battle. And they're all going to try and speak, if they can, for just a minute on some unlikely subject, without hesitation, without repetition, and without deviation. That is, without deviating from the subject on the card. And according to how well they do it, and how often they're challenged, they will either gain points or give them away. And let us begin the show this week with Kenneth Williams. Kenneth, a very apt subject for you and a marvelous subject, I think, to begin the show with, panic. Kenneth, will you talk to us about panic for 60 seconds, starting now?
Well, this sort of thing generally sets in when the circumstances appear to be outside of the range of one's normal control. With a person. Understand.
Clement Freud is challenged. Why?
What?
Why are you challenged, Clement?
Because the battery's run down.
On your buzzer or the... So on that basis, you challenge, then.
But I think maybe the audience...
Have definitely said that you won a point, but I wanted to know what you think.
I thought you slowed down beyond the realms of decency.
It's not the point. It's hesitation you've got.
There must become a point, Kenneth, when you get so
slow. No point to this game about hesitation, deviation, or repetition, and I did none of those three things. Don't flannel me, mate.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the Kenneth Williams Show. There must come a point, Kenneth, when you do go so slowly that it becomes, I think, interpreted as hesitation. I am not going to be the judge. If you agree with Clement Freud's challenge of a hesitation because of the slowness, will you cheer? If you disagree, will you boo? And we all do it together now. You see, Kenneth, Clement Freud has a plan. And there are 47 seconds there for panic, Clement, starting now.
In the 1920s, panic was one of the finest 6 furlong sprinters to be seen on the race course of the world. He won victories at Great Yarmouth, Newmarket, Devon and Exeter, and there was one occasion, late in June, at Ludlow.
I think his batteries are running down.
Very clever. Did you see, ladies and gentlemen of the audience, how Kenneth suddenly got the idea and suddenly let fall? All right, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll be utterly fair about this. I put the decision last time about batteries.
No question again.
All right. If you agree with Kenneth Williams' challenge, will you cheer? And if you disagree, will you boo? And you all do it together now. It wasn't as decisive as last time, but I would say the cheers just got it. Yes, just got it. It wasn't decisive, you see.
Of course they just got it. Jack Hanks right on my side.
You cheered as well, did you?
Yes.
All right, then. Clement Freud, who is so clever again, I'm sure can afford to be magnanimous and allow you to take over the subject of panic again, having gained a point, 19 seconds left, starting now.
Very often leads to hysteria and a great screaming and shouting, rush for the doors and people falling over each other in the melee, police called and fire brigades, horrible mutilations everywhere. Oh, my legs! Oh, my arms! Where's my head?
Clement Freud challenged just before the whistle went.
Repetition of oh my. Oh my legs, oh my eyes.
True, isn't it? It's true. I've got to give it to him. He's so clever getting in just before the whistle goes. So, Clement, I have to agree with you. You gain another point. You take over the subject of panic, and there are 2 seconds left starting now.
Hand down Park on the outskirts of London.
Those of you who may not know, the whistle, which is blown so beautifully by Ian Messiter, who sits beside me, tells us that 60 seconds is up, and whoever is speaking at that moment gets an extra point. This occasion it was Clement Freud, so he now has a very commanding lead over everybody else at the end of that round. In fact, 2 people have yet to score, and Kenneth Williams has 1. Oh, Clement, it's your turn to begin the next round. The subject that's been thought of for you is 12th birthdays. So can you talk about 12th birthdays for 60 seconds, starting now?
But by a strange coincidence, this is exactly what is occurring in my family at this moment. And what we do is we go out and purchase macaroons and donuts, jam tarts, waffles, jellies, custards, and make biscuits, sandwiches of tomato and cheese, pickled chutney, relish, horseradish, to which he's particularly partial, and we get a cake with 12 candles, and by means of deploying a dozen matches, each of these static lights is lit, or made active, as they say in television. Then do we gather around this festive board, and my wife, the honest butler, the carriage attendant, and our chauffeur sing, happy birthday to you, joyous anniversary for the cheerful celebration, dear Dominic, utter glumptiousness on the occasion of the renewal of your date of birth.
He kept going for 60 seconds. He kept going in spite of challenges. You weren't challenged.
I don't think his wife is an honest butler.
I don't know what her maiden name was, actually. But no. I mean, obviously, you can refer to your wife, especially if you're using a literary phrase. So, Clement, I have to agree with you. You gain another point, and there are 2 seconds left, starting now.
Up in a Christmas tree.
Well, Clement Freud got a strange subject, and in spite of the challenges, he kept going throughout to the end, and he has increased his lead quite considerably over everybody else at the end of that round. Jacqueline McKenzie, will you begin the next round? The subject is occasions on which I wear earrings. You've had a little moment to think about the subject, so can you talk to us about it for 60 seconds, starting now?
Well, I hope I'm not very different from other people, but as a rule, I wear earrings on my lobes at occasions, and this is something I haven't done latterly because I wear earrings only in public, on festive events, mostly at night. And latterly, with the fact that clothes aren't often won or worn late at night, I have been there...
Kenton, why are you challenged?
They're too late at night.
Yes, they were too late at night. And the idea of... The idea of clothes not being worn latterly late at night. I wonder what sort of parties Jacqueline attends. Kenneth, I agree with your challenge, so you gain a point, and you take over the subject. There are 37 seconds left. Occasions on which I... Chambers. You've had a little moment to think about it. Now tell us here, Kenneth, would you...
I didn't realize that was the
subject. She said latterly twice and nobody challenged her way back because they didn't want to get in with it either. So you got in. Will you tell us, Kenneth, for 37 seconds, the occasions on which you wear earrings, starting...
Oh, it's murder.
Starting now.
Well, the one occasion in which I did do it was when I bought
you challenged.
Deviation.
Why?
The subject's occasions.
Yes, and he spoke, he's about to tell us about one occasion on which...
The one occasion.
Well, he often uses this expression, the one, the occasion, or the one occasion.
That's true, I do. He knows me.
I agree that this is not probably the best English, but people do use this expression colloquially. Right. And one has to speak colloquially in this game, otherwise you never...
Very fair, very proper.
I'm glad I've been proper with you. I was thinking of... Kenneth, you gain another point, because I disagree with the challenge. There are 34 seconds left for you to tell us the occasion... No, occasions on which I wear earrings, starting now.
I remember purchasing these for a lady, and it occurred to me that I should try them out apropos of that. No, apropos.
Well,
I meant you see, you're not supposed to
apropos
of. You're supposed to say apropos the thing, not supposed to say apropos of it. That's what I was trying to correct myself.
They made you self-conscious about your English because you said the occasion.
That's what I mean.
Yes. But unfortunately, I have to agree with the challenge as it was legitimate.
Lackaday rude.
We must ask him on the program one time. There are 21 seconds left, Derek, for you to continue. Occasions on which I wear earrings, starting now.
Whenever I go to a boy's 12th birthday, I always wear the most magnificent pair of sequined earrings. And I come to my house with a lovely white stallion driving across the desert on my way there. And when I get... And they see them...
The buzzer didn't sound, but actually, for the light in front of me tells me that Kenneth Williams challenged you. Derek, why, Kenneth?
Because it's patently obvious it was all lies.
Well, we don't know. It might be patently obvious to you, but we don't know. And therefore, as we have no means of judging, we just have to accept his word, and because he wasn't deviating from the subject on the card, and he continues with occasions on which I wear earrings, with another point, Derek. 11 seconds left, starting now.
Another time was when I was at Chiswick Empire in Aladdin, and I was playing the Grand Vizier, and I had two large gold earrings, which I found awfully attractive, and the audience used to applaud them every night when I went on stage.
Derek was speaking, then when the whistle went, he gains another point. He's now in second place, equal with Kenneth Williams, who are both trailing a little behind our leader still, Clement Freud. Kenneth Williams, your turn to begin. The subject is the art of listening. Would you talk to us for 60 seconds on that subject, starting now?
The art of listening consists in appearing to be interested whether you are, in fact, or not. And it is something I have never really mastered in sense of mastery. But, of course, one can incline the head and appear to be interested. I find very, very difficult. And I say, I'll nod off. I frequently nod off.
Kevin Boyd, challenge why?
Where does one start?
Well, all right.
Nod off.
And, Clement, I agree with the challenge. You gain a point. You take over the subject. 33 seconds left. The art of listening starting now.
This is really a very difficult subject on which to talk, because ideally one says nothing, inclines one's head, as my colleague Kenneth Williams so wisely stated.
Kenneth, why are you challenged?
Well, it's repetition.
Why?
You just said I said it.
Yes, but you said it, but he didn't say it before. And that's when you're repetitious, when you're speaking with the subject, when you repeat it with something that you actually said before, not in reference to somebody else who said something. So it's not a clear challenge. I mean, it's not a legitimate one. So Clement gets another point, and there are 18 seconds left for the art of listening, starting now.
Arthur, the third Earl of Shrewsbury, was possibly the greatest exponent of this art, and many memorial statues have been put up in cities and county towns in England, showing this good man, this noble, virtuous soldier, is like...
Derek Nimmer, why do you challenge?
That old Shrewsbury wasn't a soldier.
How do you know? How does Clement know? How do I know? How does anybody in the audience know? He might have been a soldier. He might have been
a
local home guard. He might have been in the local home guard. You never know the time.
The title's too old. There wasn't any.
Of course, Derek knows this subject. You see, he caught you out.
You see, the Russian king doesn't even know which Earl of Shrewsbury he's referring to.
The father of Shrewsbury, he said.
Yeah, and he was definitely not a soldier?
Definitely not a soldier.
Ladies and gentlemen, he might have done some soldiering. We do not know for certain. So, if you agree with Derek's challenge, would you cheer? And if you disagree, would you boo? And would you all do it together now? You have decided that the third Earl of Shrewsbury never did any soldiering. And if there's any relations of his now, descendants of his listening in, and they thought that their ancestor did a little bit of soldiering, the honor of the family, then I apologize for our audience. So Derek Nimmo gains a point and takes over the subject of the art of listening. 5 seconds left, starting now.
The second Lord Chesterfield, on the other hand, was the most splendid listener and was known to weak society.
On that occasion, Derek Nimmo was speaking when the whistle went, so he gains another point. But he's still in second place behind Clement Freud. Kenneth Williams is in third place, a little way behind. And Jacqueline is trailing a little behind Kenneth. Jacqueline, it's your turn to begin the next round. The subject is tidying out my drawers. Can you talk to us about tidying out my drawers for 60 seconds, starting now?
Tidying out my drawers has been the bane of my existence because I live most of the time in a suitcase and I don't have those parts of a wardrobe within that transportation piece of item article. I spend my time tidying out other people's various receptacles for clothes, underwear, nasty pieces of paper, sweet papers that usually belong to...
Clement Freud, why do you challenge?
Paper.
Yes, there were two pieces of paper. There were a whole lot of words. It didn't make sense, too, but there were two pieces of paper.
No, can I draw? You make any sense.
Clement, you have got the subject, and I defy you to continue in the same tone.
You defy?
Yes.
You should encourage and help. not defy him.
I defy him not to lower the standard of the program.
Oh, I see. Oh, well, I'm gracious and more articulate.
Give me a chance. Tidying up my drawers, Clement, can you talk to us on that for 34 seconds, starting now?
I find this a very substantial task because my drawers are very much longer than most of the people. I begin by removing any hairs from my knees and upper thigh. Whereafter, I rise gently on the anatomy.
Derek Nimmer, why have you challenged?
I wish I hadn't.
So all that happens, if you take back the challenge, is that because you pressed your buzzer, Clement gains a point and continues for 18 seconds, tidying out my drawers, starting now.
There are also sideboards which contain pants and vests.
Kenneth, why have you challenged?
Sideboards couldn't possibly contain vests and pants. They come down from your ears and you put it.
Even if you take sideboards in the other sense, that he has a sideboard in the dining room and he keeps his vests and pants in it, it's very dangerous, isn't it?
Yes.
So on both scores, I must obviously give it to you and say that you have 14 seconds left for tidying up my drawers, starting now.
This is ridiculous and it should be retitled Tidying Up. I have never in my life heard the word accompanied by out, and it should never have been put so in the first place. Ian Messiter should be publicly catechized.
Challenge.
He's not talking about the subject, he's just sort of cascading me and
messing with it. I'm discussing the subject, now you should be afraid. How dare! Thank you.
Yes,
be right. Leave him alone. Thank you.
Anybody else want to speak up for Kenneth Williams or the challenge or something? All right, so there we are. But you see, Derek, quite fairly, he was speaking about the subject on the card, and he was being very cruel to Ian Messiter and criticizing him for the way
he...
We invited you to be on the program.
Yes. It's very horrid, Kenny, if you think about it.
So, but you gained a point, so what does it matter? That's all that matters in this game, the point. So there are 2 seconds left for tidying out my drawers, Kenneth, starting now.
On the other hand, he draws me out.
Drawers have given him a leap forward. And he's gone from fourth to third place, just behind Derek, who's still quite a way behind Clement Freud, who's still in the lead. Derek, a good subject for you to begin the next round with. Charlie. Can you talk to us about Charlie for 60 seconds, starting now?
I am proud to be able to say here that I am the original Charlie. There are lots of imitators, so when people see me in the street, my goodness, they say he's a right Charlie, and there I am. And I admit to it immediately. Also, of course, one thinks of speed bonny boat like a bird on the wing over the sea to sky, carrying the lad that's born to be king. What's the matter? Sorry, bud.
No.
Buzz
now.
I'm so sorry. I thought I had a
buzz. The hush put us in awe, but your actual delivery on that occasion put us in even more awestruck awe. And that's why you paused. Clement Freud got in first as challenge. Why do you challenge?
Hesitation,
I agree. Clement, you gain a point. 30 seconds left for Charlie, starting now.
Charlie is my darling, my...
Well, it must be DVA.
All right. Take the subject and a point, and 26 seconds left for Charlie, starting now.
I once appeared in a musical comedy in the Strand with that name and a girl on the end of it. And goodness me, it was a happy time. All sorts of jolly chums I made. Dame Anna Neagle, full stop, who was there with me. Most lovely lady. And other people, too, if I could only think... Who was the most beautiful of
them? Mackenzie, why do you challenge?
Hesitation.
Yes, I think there was.
Yes, of course.
So, Jack, gain a point and the subject. There are 5 seconds left for Charlie, starting now.
Well, for my money, the greatest Charlie of all was Charlie Chaplin, Cockney, and a great...
Jack, Jacqueline McKenzie was then speaking when the whistle went. She gains another point for that. She is still, alas, in fourth place behind Kenneth. Kenneth is just 2 points behind Derek, but they're all quite a few points behind Clement Freud. Kenneth, it's your turn to begin. The subject is Sunday. Can you talk to us for about a minute on that, starting now?
A day of solemnity when one hears the church bells ringing a hateful sound. And indeed, I wrote to this vicar and say, can't you stop them? And he said, no, it's the established church. We have the right to ring them whenever we like, to call them to worship. I said, well, do it another way. There's all sorts of modern ways you can do it. You don't have to do blang, blang, blang.
So there we are. Derek, I agree with the challenge. A repetition of bangs. And you gain a point and the subject, and there are only 5 seconds left for Sunday starting now.
Sometimes I leap into my motor car and drive down to the coast. And there I have a little boat with a blue sail and a white hull. And I get into it and float across the waves with the oars going 1, 2, 3. Because I have 1 at the front and 2 at the back. And then I...
Clement Freud has challenged you.
Repetition of both 1 and 2.
Yes, that's right. You have 1 at the front and you said 1, 2.
Absolutely right.
Yes, absolutely right.
Right. Goodness.
Clement has a point. And there are 17 seconds left for Sunday, starting now.
The 5th Lord Brecknock once said to his second wife that
Jacqueline McKenzie, why do you challenge?
There's absolutely no 5th Lord Brecknock.
He means the pub.
As I was not prepared to judge on whether the 3rd Earl of Shrewsbury did any soldiering, I am not going to judge on the 5th Earl Brecknock. Clement Freud gains another point, therefore, and he has 13 seconds for Sunday starting now.
Saturday night is the loneliest night of the week.
Kenneth Williams, wife, who
challenged. Saturday night is not what we discussed. It's Sunday, and I don't see how, by any stretch of the imagination, you could possibly introduce Saturday night into this discussion. I am moved.
And probably the reason you introduced it is because it's the day before Sunday. Has it not occurred to you? And so I'm afraid you didn't give him a chance. So though I'd love to hear you go further on Sunday, I must be fair according to the rules of the game. Yes. And say, Clement has another point, and there are 10 seconds left for Sunday. Clement, starting now.
Because that is the night my sweetheart and I used to ask
each Derek Nimmo, John, fine.
No hesitation.
Derek Nimmo has gained a point for a legitimate challenge. He takes over the subject with 7 seconds left for Sunday, starting now.
One Sunday, on the Isle of Shuna, I turn to the Dowager Viscountess Selby and says,
Kenneth Williams, why do you
challenge? We all know there's no such person.
It's a pub, Kenneth.
Well, Jacqueline, how do you turn to a pub and speak to
easily.
Her?
Easily.
And speak to her, Kenneth.
And if this dowager lady exists, she'll be furious.
All right, in deference to her ladyship, we'll say that Derek Nimmo has a point for an incorrect challenge. 2 seconds left, starting now.
Let's go down to the jet.
Sorry to have to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that there's no more time to play this particular game of Just a Minute. Jacqueline McKenzie was just in fourth place behind Kenneth Williams, who trained a little behind Derek Nimmo, who was in second place. But our leader and winner this week was Clement Freud. For the sake of the chairman, the panel in future will stop bringing in names of the aristocracy. I find it very difficult to judge whether they're dead or alive. But we do hope you've enjoyed this particular edition of Just a Minute. And from all of us here, goodbye.
Chairman of Just a Minute was Nicholas Parsons. program was devised by Ian Messiter and produced by David Hatch.